One of the regulars just told me that Reshefter is in the middle of speaking now on YU whatever. So if anyone wants to get off and join, I don't take any offense. When I first had announced or prepared to speak or thought of what to speak about tonight, this is before we had any firm knowledge that there would be minyanim taking place at the time. So I entitled the Shiur Shavuos at home, thinking about things that are irrelevant where there's no possibility of a minyan. Now there is, at least for some, possibilities of minyanim, albeit limited ones, which lead to a series of other silos, some of which I haven't fully worked through yet. But we're going to stick to what I originally just thought to talk about tonight, and that is focused primarily on zmanim for the respective nights of Shavuos. So we're all familiar with what pretty much is a universal minhag Yisrael in our circles of waiting to make Shavuos bizman, at least the first night of Shavuos. So that is of perhaps relatively late origin, but the Magen Avraham has a comment in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet in his Hakdama. I'll pull it up on the screen. If you have your Marmar Kamos, you can take a look. The Magen Avraham writes, "Beleil Shavuos ein mikachin shel kos, or should be alakos, ad seis hakochavim dechsev tamimos tiyach." That on the night of Shavuos, we don't make kiddush until seis hakochavim, based on Tamimos Tiyana. What's the source? So he quotes a Amik Mishpat and Amasis Binyamin. Amik Mishpat was the father of the Shalah. Amasis Binyamin was one of the early Achronim around the time of the Rama. And the Taz, and that same Simon in his Agdama, says a little bit differently, not just Ein Mikach and Alakos, but Ma'achrin Lahaskil Arvis Biknisas Shavuos, Kadesh Yumeyasfira Tamimos, not just to wait for Kiddush, but to wait for Marv as well, not to daven Marv until Tzeis. And this Taz is quoted Lalacha by the Mishnah Berurah there in the beginning of Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet. That is what we would call the general Minhag Yisrael in our areas to wait to daven Marv until Tzeis, the night of the first night of Shavuos. Now, what do the sources of the Magen Avraham actually say? So just for simplicity's sake, they're quoted in a relatively condensed tshuva of Rav Avadya, Yechaveh Das Chelek Vav Simen Lamed. So we'll just read a few lines from those earlier sources out of the Yechaveh Das, who quotes them, just easier to pull up on the screen that way. So Rav Avadya quotes in that tshuva in the Yechaveh Das Chelek Vav Simen Lamed, first from the Emek Bracha of the Shalah's father, Kibalti mi mori agon Shlomo mi Lublin shekibel ish mi pi agon Reb Yaakov Palak shelo lasos kiddush ala kos belaili rishon shel chag hashavuos adli acher tzeis hakochavim v'nei shebesfira sa omer nemar sheva shabbosos tamimos tiyana ukeshehu mekadosh mibad yom harei yom mechaser oso nixas me'arba mitisha yimei sfira. So there's a requirement to tamimos, and somehow if you recite kiddush early, you are chiseling away at the tamimos of the final day of Sfira Sa'omer. Shekaka Shavuos hu la'achar ha'Sfira. V'imkein, kishemekabel la'atmo es ha'chag mibad yom. V'mechaser oso nixas yimei ha'Sfira, nimsa she'enon tamimos. Ay, v'al teshivein v'imashem mispal l'mar mibad yom. V'dav v'mar v'early. She'zein o'klam. Shrei amru rav ma'asi sh'shavas ha'shavas. We know that you're allowed to daven early on Friday night. So this Emek Bracha himself says that there's absolutely no problem davening Marv early, even the night of Shavuos. That's no different than Rav Sali Shabbos Ber Shabbos. The problem is making Kiddush, some Adafka Kiddush is a Chisaron in Tamimos. And what the Masas Binyamin writes is a Masati Kasev Shem Mori, the same original source. So somehow there's a distinction in the sources of the Magen Avraham between davening Marv early and making Kiddush. Davening Marv is not a chisaron in Tamimos, as opposed to making Kiddush early, which would be a chisaron in Tamimos. So people intuitively think, I think, that the Taz, who says that not only should you not make Kiddush early, but you shouldn't daven Ma'ariv early, is Lishitaso, the Machlok of the Taz and the Marshal that we know about more famously from Shmini Atzeres. Can you make Shmini Atzeres early, or is that a problem of a potential Tarta Disasri, or you possibly should still be sitting in the Sukkah with the Bracha because it's Hoshana Rabbah, or sitting in the Sukkah Bechlau if you're in Eretz Yisrael? So some intuitively may say that it's the Taz Lishitaso, that Tosefes Shabbos is mafkia the day before. So just like if you were to make Shmini Atzeres early, so then it's no longer considered to be Hoshana Rabbah. There's no problem having your suda not sitting in the sukkah. So here too, if you're going to make Shmuz early, then somehow you are taking away from the Tmimas. But Rabbi Carr points out in his Hilchos Chag B'Chag that we don't assume that way when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. We assume, like the Marshal, that we don't start Shmini Atzeres until night because we assume that there are elements of the previous day that exist even during Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontiv. So this Taz here arguably is working off a different set of calculations than Lishitaso by how Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontiv operates. In the Dirsha Mishavrua, they quote from Karelis' Chut HaShani, the Chelek Dalid of the volume on Shabbos in the Kovetz and Yanim in the back. So he suggests as follows, that the point of Tmimos in this context is that Sfira Sa'omer isn't just the fact that there is a Maisa Sfira, but you're counting at the beginning of the day, that the ideal time to count is as early as possible. And that defines the day as that day of the Omer, so that it's a counted day. The Lashon of Masas Miyom we just read was Im Yekadesh Kodem Halayla Yechaser Ma'at Miyom Memtes Sfira. If you're going to count before, you're going to make Kiddush before nightfall, then you're taking away from that 49th day. Meaning to say that it's not considered to be totally counted. Now you're making a new declaration of Kiddush. That somehow is Megareya from the Tmimos Sfira of that day. But maybe that's only relevant to Kiddush, not relevant if you're just davening Ma'ariv. Rabbi Karp himself has a slightly different takeover here to explain this position of the Taz. And he suggests that maybe the reason to distinguish between davening Ma'ariv early and making Kiddush is based on a comment of the Sefer HaRokeach. Sefer HaRokeach, the end of Hilchos Pesach, writes as follows. Miyom haviachem es omer hatunufa tisbrucha mishim yom. Sarach lispor mem tes yom. Aval biyom nun, eno sarach lispor, sheri niskar bibracha utfila. That there's a need to count 49 days. But on the 50th day, you don't have to count because the day is already mentioned, bibracha utfila. That sounds like the requirement of Sfira Sa'omer, tisbrucha mishim yom, isn't 49 days of counting, but 50 days of counting. Just the 49 days of Sfira, we actually mention the day. And on the 50th day, it's considered to be counted through the mention of Yontiv, of Shavuos, in Shemona Esrei as such. So according to that, he suggests that those poskim who say that you shouldn't daven or make Kiddush mibod yom, so even though you're not taking away from the 49th day, but the problem is that you're not counting the 50th day at the right time. You're if you're making Kiddush early, so then you're making Kiddush before day 50. So it's not so much a chisaron in the tmimos of the 49, but in the sfira of the 50th day. So as long as you're going to make Kiddush on day 50, and maybe it doesn't make a difference if you're going to daven Ma'ariv early. As long as you have your mention of the day when it's already Lila, so you're fulfilling your Sfira of day 50, and maybe that's sufficient. So perhaps I would explain why you would distinguish between Ma'ariv and Kiddush according to the, as per the Magen Avraham. But again, bottom line, Minhag Yisrael is like the Taz, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that we wait not only to make Kiddush, but to daven Maariv as well on the first night. Okay. What about Leil Yontif Sheni? So is there an inyan not to make early Yontif, or not to daven early, the second night of Shavuos? So growing up, I think everyone, at least in the circles where I traveled, was under the impression that absolutely no way can you ever make Yontif early the second night of Shavuos. I remember a number of years ago, there was a meeting of Rabbanim with Rosh Hashanah, a get-together with the Q&A, and in the course of an hour and a half of questions, I think you might have been there, Alan, in Bergenfield. In the course of the hour and a half of questions that Rosh Hashanah answered, I think the response that got the most shocked faces was his contention that there's no objection to making Yontif early the second night of Shavuos. So we were zocha last week to actually see this in print for the first time in a relatively lengthy tshuva, as the recent tshuvas have been on one of the lengthier ones. But what Rosh Hashanah had explained previously and now put in print is based on the following. Not everything I'm going to quote now appears in the current Shuvah. You can take a look. But for starters, before we talk about Shavuos specifically, we have to mention a Taz in Simen Taf Pei Tes Sif Katan Yud. The Taz writes, just scrolling down to the Mamar Kamos, the Taz writes Simen Taf Pei Tes Sif Katan Yud in the context of the order of Svira and Kiddush. The Taz writes, "V'nirali de belal shebein shvi shal pesach liyom shmini shal pesach, afilu b'chol yesh lispor kodem kiddush diyantav achra." So on the night of shmini shal pesach, between day 7 and day 8, you should count Svira before kiddush of Yontav Achron, the hot fei nichalan limshachalav kedushas yom zayin shal pesach shu min haTorah, ukedushas Yontav Achron eino ella midrabanan. So if you're making kiddush in shul, it's better to count sfira before kiddush because you're extending the kedusha of the seventh day of Pesach, and the seventh day of Pesach, which is min haTorah, has a higher level of kedusha than the eighth day of Pesach. So we should extend the seventh day of Pesach as long as possible. So that would indicate that if you have a Yontav Rishon going into Yontav Sheni, since Yontav Sheni is only a midrabanan, has a lower level of kedusha, then you shouldn't make Yontav Sheni early. You shouldn't daven earlier on Yontav Sheni because that takes away from the kedusha of Yontav Rishon, which is something else I think a lot of us grew up with. However, Mishnah Berurah there in Taf Pei Tes of Katan Mem Gimel, he quotes this Taz, but he says that there are a number of Achronim that argue that there is no concern about davening early on Achron Shal Pesach or on a Yontiv Sheni. Okay, so that's as far as Yontiv in general. What about the second night of Shavuos? So the Prima Gadim in his commentary, that's one second. The Prima Gadim in his commentary on the Hakdama, the Eshel Avram, the Mishpat Zav, the Hakdama to Tav Tzadi Dalid, writes, "Belel Sheni Mishum Sveika Diyoma Kahai Gavne Zetos the Ein Monim Biyom Aleph." So he refers to some people who thought that just like you need Tamimos on the first night of Shavuos, since the second night is the Sveika Diyoma, the first night, so you have to wait until, let's say, to daven Maariv on the second night of Shavuos as well. And the Prima Gadim says, this is a tos. So Rosh Hashanah points out that who is the Bar Pluksa of the Prima Gadim? Who argues? That is the Knesset Gedola. And the Knesset Gedola apparently assumes that even on Yontav Sheni Shil Shavuos, you shouldn't daven early. Okay, what possibly would that be based on? Sir Schefter suggests that maybe that's based on a Binyan Shlomo, the Nitziv, who have this notion of a Vavadya Kosad in the Tshuva that you have in the Mar Makomos, that since Shavuos has a lashon of Etzem HaYom Hazeh, so Etzem HaYom Hazeh tells you that it has to be on that day itself, and you can't have any Tosafos Yontif. So it has to be Etzem HaYom Hazeh. So that is, as Rav Avadia points out, is somewhat questionable because we don't find such a drasha, and you can't just questionable whether you can make drashas up like that. But the way Rav Schefter presents it, that's the reasoning of the Knesset Gedolah. Nothing to do with Tmimos. Tmimos makes no sense on day 51. It makes no sense on Yom Tov Sheni because no one's counting Sfira on Yom Tov Rishon. So then it has to be some other reason. So maybe it's based on this notion of Etzem HaYom Hazeh, which is itself questionable. So on a normal year, where under normal circumstances, every year Shavuos is always late, and there are many reasons that a person may want to daven and eat earlier on the second night of Shavuos. So according to this, there shouldn't be, if you assimilate the Bima Gadim, there shouldn't be any objection to doing so. And now we can all make our own schedules. We're not necessarily dependent on what Shul is doing. However, this year there may be even more reason to make this Shabbos or the second day of Yontif early in our current situation. That's because the second day of Yontif is Shabbos, and on Friday we need to rely on an Erev Tavshilin. So this partially was the topic of Rabbi Willow's Shabbos HaGadol Drasha this year that I think some people on the call listened to. So the following is true about Erev Tavshilin in general. So we don't have really time to go through the whole sugya and sachim, but for our purposes, the Gemara in Sachim in Vavim and Beis has a machlokas Rabba and Rav Chisda as to whether if you're mivashel miyantiv l'chol, if you're mivashel from yantiv in order to eat during the week, does that incur a chi of malchus, or is that only an issa de rabbana? But if you're mevashel miyantiv l'Shabbos, you're cooking on Friday yantiv for Shabbos. So Evan agrees that that's mutter min haTorah, and Evan agrees that it's aser midrabbanan without an Erev Tavshilin. The machlokes is what is the basis for Erev Tavshilin? So according to Rabbah, it's based on the principle of Hovel, Holvi Miklu Orchim, that since guests could come on Friday in theory, and you would need to feed them, so you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook miyantiv l'Shabbos minatorah, but in order to solve the potential issur d'rabbanan, so you rely on hovel v'miklu orchim. Since guests could come, they and could eat from the food on erev Shabbos itself, there's no issue. And according to Rav Chisda assumes that minatorah tzorchei Shabbos nasim biyantiv, and is only an issur d'rabbanan to begin with. And that Issa Durabanan is Nitoi de Erev Tavshilin. So again, according to Rav Chisda, we're only talking about Issa Durabanan. According to Rabbi, we may be talking about Issa Duraisa, but Hovel solves the problem even on a Duraisa level, since guests could come and could partake from the food on Friday. So most Rishonim assume Lahalacha like Hovel, that the premise of cooking based on Erev Tavshilin is the fact that guests could theoretically come on Erev Shabbos and eat the food. So based on that consideration, the Magen Avraham writes as follows in his Hakdama to Simen Tav Kuf Kaf Zayin. Get up on the screen. So Magen Avraham quotes briefly the Rishonim that discuss this sugya, how we paskin, whether we paskin based on hol or not. And he concludes that since we assume like Rava, that min haTorah is aser to be mevashel miyantiv l'Shabbos, and the only reason you're allowed to do it even with an Erev Tavshilin is based on Hovel. So it should follow that you can't do that samba l'chashecha. You can't do it at the end of the day because guests aren't going to come at the end of the day. But l'chei nogu, the last line, k'shachal yantiv Erev Shabbos, magdimin l'spalel arvis. Therefore, the minhag was that when Yanta falls on Erev Shabbos, and you need to rely on an Erev Tashilin, people would daven Marv early in order to make sure that they wouldn't be cooking too close to the end of the day, and you can reasonably latch on to the rationale of Hoel. And Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well in Sifkat and Gimel there in Tavkaf Zayin. In the Berlach, he writes that even though it is true that lechachila, you have to be careful not to cook too late in the day. However, Bishas Adchak, he says that you can rely on those Rishonim that assume that Hoel is not operative, who assume that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Miyantiv Min HaTorah. And if you're in a bind, you can rely on those Shitas. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham this practice of making Shabbos early on a day that you rely on an Erev Tashilin to avoid the problem of cooking too late in the day.
How is Dinei Malchusa Dinei affected by that halacha of Hoel in the age of COVID-19, or let's say the country asks you having guests?
Right. So that's that was the topic of Rabbi Willow Shabbos Hagadol Drasha.
I'm sorry, I wasn't there.
We'll get there a little bit in a few minutes. First, we're laying the groundwork as far as the rationale of Hoel in general, and even under normal circumstances, the recommendation of the Magen Avraham quotes of making Shabbos early under those circumstances. Now, the Prima Gadim in his Akdama to Hilchas Yantiv, in this context, raises a question about the Minhag Olam. How could you make Cholent on a Yantiv going into Shabbos using an Erev Tavshilin? Because even if you're going to put up the challenge, the number of hours for Shabbos, it's not necessarily going to be edible when Shabbos begins. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and the whole rationale of Erev Tavshilin is based on Hoel, that the guests could come and eat from the food. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel there in Taf Kuf Kav Zayin quotes as Prima Gadim, that you should be careful to put up the challenge early so that you can have, it'll at least be cooked k'machal ben drusai, at least a third cooked before Shabbos begins, so that it's technically edible before Shabbos begins. A little bit of a discussion there. The Prima Gadim himself writes that even if it's half cooked, that's not good enough. Then the same for Erev Tavshilin Aruch, he talks about this, so what's the threshold? But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Based on this Prima Gadim, the concern about Cholent, which is why you should put up the Cholent as early as possible on Erev Shabbos. And Rosh Hechter points out that this minhag in the Magen Avraham is a minhag in the Prima Gadim's town in Frankfurt on the Oder and other communities in Europe as well. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shulchan Shlomo as saying that maybe the reason you could put up a Cholent on Erev Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin is that even if it's not going to be cooked enough when Shabbos begins, but since once you start cooking it, it's easier to speed up the cooking. So let's say you put up the challah 2 hours before Shabbos and a guest comes a half hour later. So even though the challah isn't fully cooked, but once it's already begun to cook, you can speed up the cooking more easily and get it to a state where guests could theoretically eat it. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman there says, nowadays, he's quoted as saying that nowadays where at the end of the day, late in the afternoon, guests don't come, they're ready to go to shul, so then you can't honestly rely on Hoel, so you still have to have the challenge up sometime before people leave for shul on that yontiv, which is Erev Shabbos. Rosh Lurmbech has to suggest in the Modim Azmanim, Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Membeis, Chelek Zayin Kuf Membeis, that he suggests maybe the way out of a problem of Hoel, and that would be relevant if you're concerned about our situation and the ability of guests to theoretically come. So this would solve that problem as well. Rosh Sturmbach suggests that maybe if everyone, if you're makbid to eat, he says there should be a kezias of food from all the dishes that you're cooking Erev Shabbos yourself. So then you're really cooking for yourself to eat an Erev Shabbos. And whatever you cook extra is an issue of Marbe B'Shirim, and there are ways around the Marbe B'Shirim problem in that context. So that's his suggestion, how to get out of the issue of having cooking in a reasonable amount of time and Erev Shabbos, so better to cook when you can early. But at the end of the day, if you're worried about guests not coming, you could eat the food on your own, and some of the food on your own, and that would potentially solve that problem. Rabbi Willigan is Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, we just amplified the question here in our situation, where it's even less reasonable to assume that guests are going to come because guests can come. So we basically solve the problem by ensuring that you're going to do the cooking anyway earlier in the day, because then it's theoretically edible for the people in the house themselves. But on top of that, he quoted from a tshuva of the Shvi'i Eish, Rav Stern from B'nai Brak, from Bavosnes Bezdin, Chelek Dalid Arachayim Simen Hay. We quote from Diane Fisher, who had suggested that maybe you could even cook before Shabbos very late in the day, since if you're going to make Shabbos early with a Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontiv, so then that's already considered to be, it's still considered to be part of Yontiv. Meaning to say, he doesn't like this, but the theory behind the suggestion, this goes back a little bit to where we started, is that even if you make Shabbos early, so we assume Me'ikar HaDin, not like the Taz, and this is the irony where the two Tazes overlap because we're talking about Shavuos, but we assume Me'ikar HaDin, not like the Taz, we assume like the Marashal, that not all elements of Yontiv are not all elements of the previous day fall away or disappear when you have a Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontiv for the next day. So the fact that you make Shabbos early doesn't mean it's Shabbos L'chol Dabri. Shabbos is part of the Yisra Melacha, but it's not Shabbos B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's still a status of Yontiv. So that still is considered to be Yontiv. And therefore, if you're going to make Shabbos early and then eat your food before it gets dark, so you already made Shabbos as an Yisra Melacha of Shabbos, but that's still considered to be Yontiv as far as the Eretz Tavshilin is concerned, as far as the Din of Hoel, as far as what day it is Me'ikar HaDin. So if you're going to eat the food yourself, that would solve the problem as well. So it would seem that there are even more reasons than under normal circumstances to argue for making Shabbos early on Yom Tov Sheni this year. I guess we are out of time. I thought we'd talk also a little bit about Berachas HaTorah, but that Kfar Dosha Be'Rabim, we know pretty much what to do. But that other shilas that I was just thinking today haven't worked out yet. Now with our new reality of having outdoor minyanim, mostly without Kriyas HaTorah, for those of us who do, do you say Abdamas? So if you don't have a minyan, that's what Shafter pointed out, they're piyutim, so piyutim are only meant for the tzibur. Is Akdamas an independent piyut that would make sense to say without a minyan, or is it really connected to Kriyas HaTorah? So if there's no Kriyas HaTorah, you wouldn't say Akdamas either. Not sure. But Megillas Rus, I see no reason that you shouldn't lay in if there's a minyan without Kriyas HaTorah, without Sefer Torah. It's nothing to do with the Sefer Torah. There's no lading, no Haftorah, but Megillas Rus on the second day, I'm not sure why not. And the other shaila someone asked me was, let's say you're davening, is it better to daven outside holding an umbrella, or better to with a minyan, or better to daven inside without a minyan? To work on that. And what happens if it starts raining during Chazaras HaShatz?
Could you explain that a little bit more? What's the issue with holding an umbrella?
So in general,
like holding a child or different?
In general, you're not supposed to hold anything during davening.
So are there any exceptions?
So that's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, but holding an umbrella is not one of the standard exceptions.
So what's the status of holding umbrella? Are you yotzei tefillah, or it's just not l'tchatchilah?
Yeah, I think you're Yotze. You're Yotze Bidyavid.
Yeah. The question is, what's better, Lechachila?
But you're allowed to hold a sitter because it helps the tefillah. So if holding the umbrella is going to help your kavana, so it's part of the tefillah. It should be like holding a sitter.
I hear. Unless, is it better? So you're saying no one would say that it's better to daven bichidas not holding a sitter than davening with the minion with the sitter. I hear. Okay.
Isn't davening outside by itself a b'diavad?
That's also true.
Just good. Once you daven, it's by Shulchan Aruch Simon's tzadi.
Right. That's also true.
And that's what's
if you're mukaf mechitzas, I think it makes it a little bit better. That's not out in the open. It's not bibika. You know, the real problem is davening bibika. So if you're in a backyard and it's mukaf mechitzas, that's not a bika.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Emma should have a
great Yontif.
Great Yontif.
Good Yontif.
Good Yontif, everybody.